Morning, Carroll County. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein. And first and foremost, wishing everyone a very happy Easter that's celebrating, and those celebrating a Passover, a very happy Passover, and a Passover diet for the next 8 days. A couple of things that are happening, just want to share. One is the continuing activities over at the Community Arts Center, the Peep Show, which is always a lot of fun for to walk through and see the different designs. And then another event that's happening in the middle of May, which I'm very excited about, and I give credit where credit is due, and that's to Commissioner Dick Weaver. He highlighted the need to focus on our veterans, especially those veterans post-Vietnam, to get them more engaged and involved in our veteran units or organizations like the American Legions and VFWs. So we are having a veteran celebration event, the inaugural veteran celebration event, on May 15th at the Farm Museum from 12 to 4. Really excited about this. We, our county, is putting money towards this. And we have also reached out, got a helicopter to support, got static displays. I reached out to Fort Meade, got the U.S. Army Field Band, which will be playing. And I know there's another band, I just can't recall the name of it, but it's going to be a lot of fun. There'll be a beer garden, food trucks. Really looking for 3,000 to 5,000 folks coming out. A lot of dignitaries have been invited to attend, but the most important dignitaries are you. It is not just for our veterans. It is for the entire Carroll County community, because no one does it better than us when it comes to taking care of our veterans and taking care of our community. I always say, no one knows Carroll County better than Carroll Countyans. So I really encourage all of you that can attend the event on May 15th, 12 to 4 p.m. A couple things I do want to talk about that aren't as, I won't say exciting, but as thrilling, as fun to talk about, but are just as important. I could talk about the budget, but I really don't want to go there, just saying that we are working ourselves through the budget and continue to look for your insight on comments, ideas, and thoughts when it comes to our budget. Doing the budget is a team sport. We, the five commissioners, may be up at the dais where we have to approve that budget, but ensuring the budget is appropriately done is through you, the community, and our entire county workforce. So I encourage all of you to listen to the work sessions that we are having. Every work session seems to be more new ideas and other ways of looking at how we can move the budget around to ensure a safe, secure Carroll County, along with the best quality of life that we can have, staying within our budget, not touching taxes, but encouraging the services that we know are best for Carroll County. Again, nobody knows it better than Carroll Countyans. A couple other activities I want to talk about. One is this past week, I was fortunate to do a ride-along. And I did a ride-along with a canine unit. And thank you, Sheriff DeWeese, for allowing me to do this. I encourage anyone who gets the opportunity to do it, because it provides the insight that you just don't get by reading articles on what is happening within the Sheriff's Department or within the Fire EMS. So anytime we get the opportunity for ride-alongs with our men and women in red and blue, definitely encourage it with my colleagues. I've been doing it for a long time. When I ran the installation, and I encourage, and I try to still do it and encourage others to. Well, this ride-along was very specific in focusing on drug interdiction within Westminster. The partnership that our Sheriff's Department has with the Westminster Police, and in fact with all our jurisdiction police forces, is just phenomenal. I never hear a bad thing about any of that relationship. And it was definitely highlighted through actions and activities during this ride-along, watching the Westminster Police Force and our Sheriff's Department working together in focusing their attention in drug interdiction specifically in the Westminster community in some challenging areas. Unfortunately, those drugs do exist in our community. With that said, fortunately, we have forces and folks that are on the lookout to minimize those drugs in the community. You can do that also by saying, by the simple comment, if you see something, say something. If something is out of the norm, then call it in. Don't worry about spamming the police force or a sheriff's department. You see something that is different, call it in and say something. The best thing we can do is maintain a safe and secure environment. With that said, in a safe environment, I'm very proud that we're moving forward in establishing our fire department. It is a very large ticket item, again, going back to the budget, but we are all about getting it done right and the quality of effort in our fire and EMS, getting community input through the ESAC and through the different forces are critical, and getting input from you is critical in getting it right. I think we have a pretty good equation or set in starting it off. It is a large ticket item, but all for the right reasons. Another topic I want to talk about, again, all for the right reasons, and very difficult in many cases, and I'm going to get a little personal on this one, is we have a training program here in Carroll County that focuses on crisis intervention. Crisis intervention are designed for forces, the men and women in blue, the 911 dispatchers, to conduct themselves appropriately in intervening in a crisis, typically from behavioral, emotional, mental situations. How to do something, how to deal with it, how to get the right forces or right resources involved and engaged in doing this. I had the opportunity to be asked by the departments to come in and talk from a veteran's perspective. It's very difficult because it's a stigma that we don't like talking about when it comes to mental health, especially when you're going through the forces in wearing a uniform, albeit red, blue, or green. I served for 30-plus years, as you know. I was challenged during those decades of service, but it wasn't the time for me to open my mouth because of that stigma that existed. I retired. Soon after I retired, going into the VA system, it was recognized that I had some significant concerns when it came to mental health. And that was important because now I get to take care of myself. And most importantly, besides myself, I'm a much better husband and father to Audrey and the kids. And I believe a much better servant to you, our Carroll Countyans. It's important that we recognize this in ourselves. It's important that we take action on this and do the best we can. Telling that story to the men and women this afternoon, or actually earlier this week, continue to give me the opportunity to open up about it. We've got to silence the stigma and recognize the importance that mental health does exist and behavioral health concerns do exist, and we've got to do something about it. It's the same thing about seeing something in your neighborhood. If you see something, say something, stand up, lessen the stigma, and let's continue to have a healthy Carroll County community. It sounds like that was kind of on a sad note, but it actually is focused on being a healthy note. It's all about safety, security, and quality of life in Carroll County. Once again, I just want to close by wishing everybody a very happy Easter that celebrate and a very happy Passover as well. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein wishing you a wonderful day. And thanks. And as always, life is good.